Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Friday, everybody. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Our buddy Trish Gazelle is here from KZK. It's been a while since we've seen that hoodie, that blankie.
My Snuggie.
Yeah.
I know, I brought it in
for Did you bring it with you?
No, it's been sitting in my office this entire time. I told Tony, it like kind of smells. It was like, you know, when the zombies come and people desert everything. Like everything in my office
musty.
Was just left there. And now it's in boxes. Someone packed up my stuff.
Yeah, you might have wanted to wash that first.
I'm going to take it home tonight.
Okay, good move. Do you miss us?
I do. I'm like trying to, I don't want to like giggle and be stupid so much, but I'm like just happy to be near people doing
what. You've really been serious about it.
I have. You know, I've been working from home since March, and you know, I don't want to get my parents sick. That's it. So I've just been really careful, and there's nothing I want to go do that bad. So
are you pretty accustomed to it now?
I think like the past couple of weeks, it really got to me because I get up and I just immediately start working. Like I cannot just settle down. I just start. And then when I finish, I go in my room. You know, I live in two rooms. So it's really getting to me these past couple of weeks. But
gotcha.
I understand that I have to.
So this is like Disney World for you.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really excited.
It's cute. Okay, so Sue Thomas, who lost spectacularly during the National Day Challenge. I can't believe you're still here.
Oh.
I figured you would have gone home, licked your wounds.
Oh, Trish, it came down to one question, and he pulled out like the year that Snow White, the original film, was made and won!
Sue hates me. She hates competing with me.
Snow White. It was a good answer. Respect.
So Sue put together a pyramid. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. So you want to do boys, girls?
I have an idea. Yeah. I just put, okay, we can do
boys,
girls.
Oh, no. Let's see
what was your
idea.
What was your idea, Tony?
We crapped on Tony's idea.
I just created four little pieces of paper.
Created? That's a big statement.
Yes. Two of them have blue dots
alchemy.
On them.
Oh, I love that.
Two dots have blue. Two
I
of
had
them,
little baby turtles that turned them into paper
what?
Slips.
Two of them have blue dots. Two of them have red dots.
It's
so
like picking the rock
pick
on
your,
Survivor.
Pick a piece of paper.
Wow.
And
this is scientific.
Matching ones are the teams. How about that?
Well, I think all we need is for you and Trish to pick one.
But I don't want to pick the paper you touched.
I'll pick it, Tony.
She's not kidding.
No, she's not kidding.
Oh, he sanitized it.
How about that?
Okay.
See, she's taking this seriously.
Good for her.
These papers have been sanitized.
That thing's full of COVID, though.
Pick a paper.
Okay, I'm opening my paper. I got blue.
This one's
me
mine.
Too.
Okay, so it's boys versus girls.
You got it?
Okay.
There you go. Just like a gender reveal.
This is like Treasure Island when they get the black dot on the piece of paper.
I was trying to make
never read it.
I was trying to make it easy and made it harder, but we always do the like, who's on the team? What should we do? What should we do? And I figured this would make it easier.
No, really, that added something to
it. Yeah,
the other night.
It did. You're a genius.
I was having dinner with the kids, and Phoebe was talking about a test she had the next day, and I'm struggling with it and all this. It was geometry, and Nick's like, oh, is it this? Is it proofs? Is it that? And triangles and blah. Algebra 1, barely made it through, and that's as far as I went. I don't know anything.
Wait, they didn't make you take geometry and go beyond that? Wow.
No. Now, it may have been just me, like, yeah, the Glover kid, he's fine. You can audit home ec again. But, which I did. My mom made me a chef hat, like Chef Boyardee.
Okay, that's adorable.
I took home ec, and then I audited it my next year.
And not in college? They didn't make you take any math?
Same thing. Algebra 1.
And that's
it. That was it. Yep.
Geometry is the worst, I think, in your defense. Okay, who's ready?
Me.
Let's play.
Yeah, there you go. Ladies.
Okay, wait, so will you do the timer? Sorry, Rach.
Oh, sure. Let me pull it up here.
Do you want to? I forgot how this works.
You pick a category, Trish, from behind you. Mm-hmm. I guess Rachel will normally read all those.
Yeah, let's read them. Gosh, I'm doing bad today. Let's get to it.
Okay.
Here's the categories for Pyramid that Sue very nicely put together for us. Category number one, you know, like the Ozarks. Number two, say what? That's how Sue would say it.
That's right.
Number three is cha-ching. Number four is they are great for food drives. Number five, you're smart, you figure it out. Number six, people really like to hear them part one. And number seven is people really like to hear them part two. And number eight, what's in your bowl?
Which one would you like to try there,
Trish? Say what?
Why don't we just start at the top, Trish? I mean, okay, I don't know what any of these
good.
Are.
Yeah.
So would you like me to give you the clues and you try to guess, or do you want to give me the clues?
You give them.
Okay, so go ahead and take off your headphones. So we're going to do category number one, you know, like the Ozarks.
Rachel, the subcategory here is famous mountain ranges.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my Lord.
Perfect for me and Trish. The subcategory... is famous mountain ranges.
Oh my God.
I thought for sure it was going
to be. I'm going to be happy.
I thought for sure it was going to be lakes, famous lakes.
Like Lake of the Ozarks. I gotcha. Nope.
I thought for sure.
This is going to be embarrassing for me.
No,
it will not. You might be, you're going to get some of these.
All right. You ready, Sue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm hitting the timer now.
Alps.
You ever meet a stranger in they use it in the Bigelbeth. Yes, yes.
Rocky Mountains.
This is where John Denver went to get high.
Rocky High. Rocky Mountains.
Yes.
Tetons.
Pass.
Appalachians.
This is where everyone marries their cousin, I think. You know.
Smoky Mountains. Mountains. Smoky Mountains. Try that.
Arkansas?
Whenever you light a fire, what's the thing that comes out of it?
A flame?
Smoke.
Smoky.
What are you reacting to, Tony?
Where everyone marries their
the first clue was not Appalachians, it was Alps.
Yeah, it was Alps.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's the same thing.
Well, then Appalachians came up later, so it can't be the same thing because it was
I thought Alps is what you called the Appalachians.
No.
Did they? What happened there?
Well, I didn't hear what she said, but when you guys said, or when she just moved on, I was like, all right, she must have gotten it.
She
I
said
couldn't
Appalachians
hear.
For Alps, and that's not
well,
right.
Then they got the Appalachians of it.
Then they only got one, which was Rockies.
And then also I could have sworn that the judge was giving suggestions for clues.
What?
No.
She was just moving on.
Okay.
She wasn't.
I thought she was saying, like, Smoky Mountains. I'm like,
no, she was moving on to the next.
She gave me a word of encouragement. She said, you might get this one.
Right, exactly.
Which was very sweet.
Exactly.
How many did they get there?
So what did we get, two?
Just one, because of the Alps and the Appalachians.
So if you count the good votes, you can throw out the bad votes, then they got one. Okay,
that was horrible.
Man, I'm just, like, picturing... people who like to troll me on Facebook being like, here's another reason why she's stupid. She thinks that the Alps and the Appalachians are the same thing.
If anything,
You know what? When you moved on,
I thought I was like, well, I guess
I'm wrong because I didn't think they were, but when you guys moved on,
I knew they weren't, but you did it with such confidence. See, I'm like,
yes, that's
I'm doubting like, 56 right. years of knowledge.
I didn't think they were, but I certainly didn't know. So that's why I was like,
Switzerland.
I think probably other people think that
you didn't think
too.
They were what? Right. I forget the clue. You didn't think they were what?
The same thing.
The same thing.
No,
the Alps and the Appalachians.
They're
in the Big Lebowski, if you watch it censored on television, there's a famous line that is replaced with, have you ever found a stranger in the Alps? And that's what
I thought you meant. So I thought, okay.
Yeah, I would have.
What a mess.
But then I didn't hear her answer.
The only clue I would have had was Swiss. It's the only thing I could have thought of.
I don't even know.
Tony, which was these delightful categories?
Because I don't want to be giving at the end.
Why don't you give what's in your bowl?
Okay, I will give what's in your bowl.
Wanted,
I hate giving.
Oh, you should have spoken up.
You can have it. You're our guest.
Oh.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Give it to her, for God's sake. She just got one.
Smarty pants, because she picked the first one.
Okay.
Do it.
You're going to do bowl?
It'll be something crappy.
Is that what we're going to do?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Who's giving? Tony?
Tony's giving.
All right. Tell me when, Rach.
What is the...
Subcategory is... I'm sorry. I'm just looking for his headphones. Okay. Best-selling cereals in the U.S.
These are the best-selling cereals in the United States.
Okay. Okay. I'm starting the timer now.
Cheerios.
Babies love them. They're little circles.
Cheerios.
Frosted Flakes.
They're great.
Frosted Flakes.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Pass.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
They eat each other in the commercials.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Lucky Charms.
Cereal and marshmallows.
Charms.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Fruit Loops.
Toucan Sam.
Fruit Loops.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
I don't even know how to give a clue.
I'm just
on
like,
that
I've never
one.
Even
We're
heard
done.
Of that.
What was the one you didn't?
Honey Bunches of Oats. I just don't know how to give a clue on Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
We got
I was waiting for the Magically Delicious line for
Lucky Charms. Yeah, I was too. Girls.
But we got what? 5 of 6?
You guys got
right.
5.
Now Trish gets to pick
Is
this
there
one.
6 or 7 in each category?
6.
Gotcha. So we got 5 of them.
Yeah, that was good. Honey Bunches of Oats is tough.
I don't know. I don't know how I would have given them.
That woman with the hair net.
Tried to build it one at a time.
Yeah.
Honey. Yeah.
What do you think? Go out on a limb and do People Really Like to Hear Them Part 1.
Okay.
People Like to Hear Them Part 1. Trish, are you giving?
I am.
Yes.
Just let me know when you hit the timer.
All right. This one is... Oh, you can do this, Trish. Artists with the biggest selling albums of all time. Ooh. Now, this is the first part of the list, right? We're doing the top 15 or something. These are the first top ones.
So this... say that again. You went on
These
a while.
Are the biggest selling albums of all time, but the artists, not the albums.
The artists with the biggest selling albums of all time.
Okay.
So she can't hear you, so tell us when to say start. And we'll
start.
Okay, Rach, go ahead and start now.
The Eagles.
They Fly.
The Eagles.
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
AC/DC.
Shook Me All Night Long.
AC/DC.
The Beatles.
John, Paul, Ringo.
Beatles.
Billy Joel.
Just the Way You Are. Piano Man.
Billy Joel.
Led Zeppelin.
Stairway to Heaven.
Zeppelin.
Done, ladies. Nice.
Did you get all of them?
Yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Easier.
Do we get anything
ranges.
Off that? Like, you guys didn't say a word. You just stared at each other. Aren't you happy?
Yes, I'm ecstatic.
Yay.
Trish, it's been a long time since you've been on. I'm known for being a good sport. So.
Well, that should give the guys a clue of what to do next.
I'd love to see you guys succeed.
Dave's going to do a walkout in a minute.
Okay, so we'll do version 2 of that.
Yeah, we definitely want to do that.
Darn it.
Yep. All right. This, of course, is the next further down on the list. Artists with the biggest selling albums of all time. Are you ready?
Ready.
Is it the same? It is the same. Okay.
And go.
Pink Floyd.
El Monstero.
Pink Floyd.
Garth Brooks.
Country. Big Guy.
Garth Brooks.
Hootie and Blowfish.
Broken Glass. Shattered Glass. Rearview Mirror. Glass.
Pearl Jam?
No. Pass.
Fleetwood Mac.
Rumors.
Fleetwood Mac.
Shania Twain.
Country Lady. Feels Like a Woman.
Dolly Parton?
No.
Oh, Tanya Tucker?
No. Pass.
Guns N' Roses.
Axl Rose.
Guns N' Roses.
And you're back to Hootie.
We missed it. Hootie and the Blowfish was Cracked Rearview Mirror.
Darius Rucker, baby.
Oh, Cracked Rearview.
Yeah, couldn't think of it. And then Shania Twain.
Oh, okay.
She Feels Like a Woman.
Yeah.
I wasn't just saying that.
Although, you know what?
Is that what you said? She feels like
false.
A woman?
You know what? I heard...
Damn, I feel like
I
a woman.
I feel like a woman in the hall the other day during your shift, Trish. And I was like, I wonder how many times you've heard that.
Yeah, we play that.
Are you just like sick of it at this point, or you still get down?
I have a really good ability to tune everything. I could have that blaring in there and would still not hear it.
That's kind of cool.
It's a gift.
It is.
It's a gift.
One of my many.
Yeah. If you were a superhero, that'd be your power.
I get just
the selective listener.
This is not affecting her at all.
All right, Trish.
We're going to play Winter Wonderland over and over and over.
What one? I'm going to let you pick all everyone you
want
to.
What's the score, Sue?
The boys are up by 2.
Okay, and we're all even as far as rounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good one.
Do you want to do Say What, category number 2? All right, Sue, we're going to do Say What.
Rachel, Say What? All right. This one is Oh, you can do this. Things related to ears.
Can I just stop you right there? I love that Sue on every category goes, oh, you can do this.
It's very encouraging.
Well,
and if she doesn't say it, it means you're not going to do well.
These are things related to ears.
All right.
You ready, Sue?
Yes. Hold on. I got to get where. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Right here.
And.
Oh, you mean.
Yeah, that's hey, quit trying to distract my team.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Wait. Hold on. I need a second to get back.
All
in.
Right. All right. And go.
Earmuffs.
You to warm your.
Earmuffs.
Yes.
Headphones.
We put them on every day for our shifts.
Earrings. Headphones.
Yes.
Wax.
Oh, it's the stuff inside. It's sticky and
earwax?
Gross.
Earwax?
Yes.
Audiologist.
Pass.
Hearing aid.
When you cannot, when you're having trouble, you get this from the doctor, you put it inside the ear. It amplifies sound.
I don't know.
Pass.
Lobes.
Where you get your piercing.
Your earlobe.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got that. That's four.
Yeah, they got it.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. What's that called, Sue? An audiologist?
Dr. Fonder, or whatever his name is, the audiologist.
It's the doctor that gives you an ear exam, ear tests.
Yeah. I wasn't going to be able
I missed that one.
I wouldn't have been.
Audiologist, and then the other one was?
Hearing aid. Hearing aid. That was a good clue she gave.
I thought you were asking me what he puts in your...
I was trying not to say ear or hearing. Yeah,
got
so it.
It
was
okay.
hard.
I think it could have said, oh, that's right. You couldn't say hearing, could you?
Right. Right.
All right, boys. Do one more.
What are you doing here, Dave? Cha-ching. They are great for food drives. You're smart. You figure it out.
None of those hit me good or bad.
Me either.
Let's just go in order.
They're all great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll go cha-ching, Sue.
Cha-ching, Tony. All right, then. The subcategory here is things that banks have.
Things that banks have.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Ready.
Hitting the timer now.
Teller.
The person you talk to.
The bank teller.
ATM.
If you don't want to talk to somebody, you use the machine.
ATM.
Vault.
Where they put all the money.
The vault.
Loan officer.
If you're going to buy something and you need to take out some money that you're going to pay back, it is
a loan.
You talk to the...
Bank officer, loan officer.
Yes.
Safety deposit box.
It's something inside the bank that you keep stuff in.
A safe.
More than that.
A drawer.
You put it in
safety deposit box.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you got that.
Yes.
You only missed one. We didn't make it to drive through. So they got five on
got
that
Got five
one.
Of the six. We
so
didn't make it to drive through.
What's the score
one,
now, Sue?
Two, three, four, five. The boys are up by three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two left. It's anybody's game.
Nice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Our buddy Trish Gazelle is here from KZK, who is weirded out at how seriously we take these games.
They were discussing points during the spots.
Yeah, this is like, all we have.
It's 14 to 11. Is that what you were wondering?
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, no,
they
yeah,
have
we
14?
So,
flags on the field.
Yeah,
oh,
it's been pointed
gosh.
Out that
now
he,
what?
That Dave said Axl Rose for Guns N' Roses.
But we're keeping that. We're keeping that.
And I think
why are
should.
We keeping that?
Because it just apples and oranges.
Because it just feels right.
And yeah. When we did ATM, I said
not for a real reason.
I said because the answer before
debate
was
it?
Teller.
Do you want to
bank teller?
Yeah.
And I said, if you don't want to go to the teller, you go out and use the machine.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I thought the rule
and
was
the ATM,
you...
well, but those aren't, I mean, ATM, the words aren't there, but
like
what the words,
well,
what
wait
the
a
letters
minute.
Stand for are the different.
Yes.
So,
to me,
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Oh, I see what you're seeing,
because
you
said
the
machine
and it's
the
in ATM.
M in machine
oh,
is,
my God.
The M in ATM is for machine.
I'm going to bang my head
so it's up. I mean, you're the ultimate judge.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
If you want to take those off or on.
I'll tell you what. Let us ponder that as we play these next two, and I will take it
no,
into
no,
consideration.
No,
that's
no.
Not,
let's,
no.
Let's do
let's
it.
Let's not wait and see if it's the determining factor.
Right.
And then.
All right. First of all, I don't think he should get Guns N' Roses if he didn't say Guns N' Roses.
No, I did say Guns N' Roses, but he gave me the clue Axl Rose.
Oh, I see.
And
which,
Axl
I mean,
Rose's
Rose
name,
is...
the... Axl Rose's name is in.
So if he would have just
I'm going to have to say. All right, you don't get that one, but I'll give you ATM.
Okay. I think
we'll
that's
take
fair.
One out.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I go. Think ATM giving ATM
you
is
think
more
so
fair
too?
Than giving Guns N' Roses.
I agree.
The whole thing is like you can't
say the word.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even though it's a name and it's different, like you're still saying it.
All right. Okay. It is now 13 to 11. Who is up?
I think it's.
I don't know.
I think it's me and Trish's.
Yeah,
I think
so.
And I think you're giving and I'm receiving the clues. So you pick whatever category.
Trish,
you want.
Which fantastic category would you like?
I'm thinking four. I think four is probably like non-perishable food items.
All right, let's see that.
Okay, I'm going to take my headphones off.
Number four. These are great for food drives. Dang it, that Rachel figured that out. Okay. Actually, no, and yes. The subcategory is top-selling canned foods. In the U.S.
Top selling canned foods in the U.S.
Okay, so just canned foods.
Okay, well, Rachel needs to know when to push go. So
green beans.
Should I just say go?
Yeah, you say go, Tony.
Okay. And go.
Tuna.
The fish in the can.
Tuna.
Yep.
Soup.
You slurp it up. Campbell's.
Oh, chicken noodle soup. Soup.
Vienna sausages.
Ew, those little weenies that are in the can. And they, pass.
Yeah, I don't
corn.
Know the name of them.
The cob, but in the can.
Corn.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Chef
pasta Horn. With balls. I can't say that.
No. Green beans.
Jolly green. I can't say green.
No.
I don't like it.
Whoa.
I don't know what just happened.
What
there.
Was?
That
what are the names of the weenies? Is
Vienna
it Vienna sausages?
Sausages. Yes.
Dang it.
I would not have.
Oh.
I would have never said Vienna sausages.
It came to me as I was talking it out just
that
then.
Really...
I would have never said it. I would have been
and
like,
I lost
the little weenies.
That.
Yeah, those disgusting things no one should eat.
Let me just say, if the only thing I ever heard you say was, the cob, but in the can, I would still love you. The cob, but in the can.
How about,
that was
how
awesome.
About pasta
with balls?
Was it SpaghettiOs? What
yeah.
was that?
It was spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay. Yeah, that's
goes, I can't
SpaghettiOs,
say balls.
She would have been okay. But it was because said... of meatballs. She couldn't say.
No, if she would have said chef, if she would have said SpaghettiOs, I would have said Chef Boyardee. But who equates spaghetti and meatballs with Chef Boyardee?
Well, this is the yeah, actual list, and unfortunately, this was higher than SpaghettiOs.
Tell me what you think.
It's a solid effort.
You're giving,
I'm
thank
sorry.
God.
It's okay. Okay.
You guys, they got three. They got tuna,
I'm not as competitive
soup,
about this
and
as...
corn.
Oh, that's, yeah. Not at all.
That's the cob in the can for those
really
who are
not.
Playing
hello,
along.
Pot.
You think 10 is Christmas stuff? That
yeah,
would probably
I do.
Be. Let's do that.
Okay.
10 Christmas stuff. All right.
10 Christmas stuff.
All right, Dave.
Yes.
This is top Christmas movies.
Okay. Top Christmas movies.
Tony's okay. favorite category.
Not as easy as I was hoping, but
anytime.
Here we go.
And go.
It's a Wonderful Life.
The classic black and white that Close loves.
It's a Wonderful Life.
A Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's the one with peanuts.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
A Christmas Story.
The one with the little kid and the BB gun.
Christmas Story.
A Christmas Carol.
The one with Ebenezer Scrooge.
Christmas Carol.
Home Alone.
The one with Macaulay Culkin.
Home Alone.
Elf.
The one with Buddy the
Elf.
Yes! Oh, man.
God.
That was a perfect score. Nice job, Dave.
See, it gets under your skin, doesn't it?
That was an easy one.
Especially after that last one.
Yeah, you're not competitive at all over there.
All right.
I wish we would have picked that one.
It's okay.
Listen, though. Okay. It's okay. Girls, what's your final turn. One?
What's left? You're smart. You figure it out. And
The opposite of the boys' club. Those two in the middle are the ones left.
Do you want to do the opposite of the boys' club, the girls' club, perhaps? All right, we're going to do number nine, Sue.
Number nine, Rach. Okay, hold on. Moving over. Okay, number nine, of course, is subcategory famous women, but this is all kind of crazy. I mean, no time period, all over the time periods, no specific theme, yeah. just famous women.
It's pretty easy to say what you said first.
I'm just saying,
famous
Tony.
Famous women.
Are you saying all I'm right. over-explaining? Wait till you hear this.
Yes. That's like, is this...
All right.
She goes, it's famous women. It's all over the place. It's not just Halloween. It's not,
it's not just gals a time period. It's not just, every point it's not just in movies. Time. It's not just music.
It's not just a certain time period.
No, it's just famous women.
All right.
Rachel, you ready?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. And go.
Oprah.
You get a car. You get
Oprah.
A car.
Yes.
Madonna.
Like a Virgin.
Madonna.
Yes.
Rosa Parks.
She was told to sit in the back of the bus. She refused.
Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Susan B. Anthony.
Right to vote. People put their voting stickers on her grave. It was terrible 100 years ago. Pass.
Marie Curie.
Nuclear power. Pass.
Cleopatra.
The most beautiful woman in Egypt.
Sophia Loren.
Pass. Yes.
Marie Curie again.
I think she used nuclear. Was Marie Curie like the nuclear power lady?
I thought she was Pasteur. No.
Help me out, Sue.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to write down who
did. She work with nuclear energy?
Marie.
Radiation.
Hold on.
I would have accepted Sophia Loren. The most beautiful woman in Egypt. Yeah.
Sophia Loren.
I would co-sign that.
Oh, God. She was... Yes, Rachel. I'm sorry. She conducted pioneering research in radioactivity.
Sorry.
And that's, I wouldn't have gotten that.
That's not
that
nuclear.
Impossible.
What's the voting?
At least you gave radioactivity.
You gave a much better clue than I would have.
Yeah, that was a fantastic clue. So we missed Susan B. Anthony, Marie Curie, and Cleopatra.
Her name totally escaped me. I almost said
those are good clues.
Betsy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rachel, you did a fantastic job.
The flag lady.
Yes.
They're all famous women. So
I can't believe
all different time periods.
It's my fault.
I literally set it up so I wouldn't have to, and now...
Listen, this is it's a 2-point game, but that's only because they've played another round. So you have one final, but the boys have won.
It's over? Like, we don't even need to get points?
No, yeah, it's over. It's 19 to 17.
We've already won.
Wait, oh, okay.
But what if they bomb on this one?
Yeah, we've already got more points than you, even without it. She just said.
So they don't even have to play.
But she can.
Yeah, of course we will. Of course we will. What is the final category?
The final category is you're smart, you figure it out. Most popular college majors.
Most popular college majors.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, and...
Business administration.
If you want to open up your own company, and if you want to...
Business administration.
Yes.
Accounting.
Taxes.
Paying. Accounting.
Yeah.
Computer science.
This is a...
Computer science.
Yep. Communications.
What you would get if you were going to go into radio.
TVR. TV radio. Communications.
A little bit, yeah.
Nursing.
Not a doctor, but...
Nursing.
Yes.
Psychology.
Psychology.
That was nice job. Good job there, you guys. All right. One, two, three, four, five. All right.
We put up a pretty good effort, though. These two played last week, so they, you know.
Yeah, they had a
thing.
They're
back in the saddle for longer.
I know. I haven't played in a really long time.
I don't know, but we did get Cobb. What did she say, Dave?
Cobb
it's
in the can.
Cobb, but it's in the can.
That's right, baby. I love it.
It's a favorite of
pasta.
Sophia
pasta
and balls.
With balls.
Thanks, Trish.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday to you. If you're in a shy of 6 p.m., Tones, can... Is it just you that can't whistle in your mouth, or can no one whistle in their mouth?
Mask. I don't know. I just realized yesterday that I can't whistle in my mask, and I don't know why. It seems like it should be something we should all be able to do, but it is not something that we are all able to do. So, I don't know if you guys have ever tried it before, but here, let me put on my mask.
Okay.
And I'll give you...
So some people can't and some people can?
I don't know if anybody can.
Okay.
I just was walking down the hall.
In real-time experiment.
Exactly. I was walking down the hall. So I am the kind of person that every now and then likes to have a whistle as you're walking down the hall.
Right? Sure.
You know, you're walking down the hallway at work, or you're walking maybe outside, and I like to have a little whistle from time to time. So I was walking down the hall yesterday here at work with my mask on. And I tried to whistle, and I couldn't. And I thought, why can't I whistle in my mask? So I don't know if anybody, else can. I don't know if you can. But here's what happens. And I would understand it if my, did you just whistle in your mask?
But I suck in, remember?
Oh, that's true.
I'm a sucker inner.
Maybe that's
the
problem.
Well, I'm going to wait to see Tony's,
so
I don't suck in.
That, I thought my problem was, I thought that what would be the thing that would stop you from whistling in your mask is your lips touching your mask. But my lips, even when I whistle or attempt to whistle, do not touch my mask. So I don't know what is happening, but this is what happens. I mean, you get a little bit in there, right? But mask off. Right?
Try.
Easy stuff. Mask on. Not touching my mouth. I mean, I'm sure that there are like scientists
do this for me.
That think this is the dumbest thing ever, and it's like
whistle, and then bring it closer to your mouth as you whistle and see when it stops.
It's a great call. You are a scientist. So
here that's
we go.
As good as I can get.
So about an inch away.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess the whistle sound is not actually created at the
That's really interesting.
At the base of the lips?
It's like an inch away.
It's actually created
a little bit away from your lips. And since you breathe
in... Since I breathe in, it doesn't affect it.
It doesn't affect it because your whistle is created inside your mouth.
Wow.
About an
really
inch inside your mouth.
It really is.
Because I can start whistling right now. I'm not a great whistler anyway.
And it just goes away when you put your mask on.
Wow.
I think this study will be quoted for years.
Well, it should be.
It should be.
And I just happened to be walking down the hall yesterday here at work, and there was a song on, and I started to try to whistle to it in my mask and realized I couldn't.
Man.
And that's where it all came from.
Am I the only one who just straight up has conversations with themselves under the mask? Like, I'll be at the store, and I'll see something on the shelf, and I'm like, that's cute. Like, I say it out loud to myself. I would never say it without the mask on, but the mask gives me some sort of security to just be insane. Like, I've always been talking to myself all the time,
but not usually out loud.
Oh, man.
With or without the mask.
I talk to myself all the time when I'm alone, but under the mask, I will just straight up be like, now, that is darling. Like, I turn into a different person.
I don't do that, but I definitely feel like it's an invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you see me doing something especially stupid and you recognize me.
Who knew that the whistle is not created at the point of
your
lips?
Now we know. Now we know.
That it's actually being formed.
If you were ever kidnapped, whistling will not help.
Not if you have something right on
your... Unless you're an inner...
Unless you're an any whistler, which I don't know if I can even do that.
I can't make a sound out. Nothing.
I can't do it. Going out though. No problem.
Ooh, I can't do my pop thing with my beard.
Oh,
it sounds like you're.
We're doing
it.
All sorts of stuff. Oh no, I can pop like a mofo.
Should I do the drip?
Oh God, here we go.
It's the problem with the drip. Is it only sounds good like one out of every four times. It's I almost never get it on the first try.
Oh, don't do it again. That was
terrible.
Best.
Yeah,
oh, was it? I thought it was great.
That was good.
It was too wet.
It was good?
I thought it was great. One.
I hit my I couldn't hear it in
it
my headphones.
It could not have sounded more like a drop
like
of water.
Like a drip? Good.
I'm going to remove my headphones.
Now I know.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Now I know the way people feel when we chew.
It's when we snort. It's when some of us snort.
You think
the
I could
most.
Do that? Like if we were ever like on a.
Oh yeah.
Like a paranormal.
Oh yeah.
We're doing one of our investigations,
yeah.
And I'm just in the back doing that.
I can't take it.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
oh my God.
I hear the water dripping.
Has anyone noticed you don't hear Tony talking and the water dripping at the same time?
Ventriloquist. And what's your issue with dancing elves?
Rachel experienced this with me in real time yesterday. It was the first time I saw on television in a commercial this year what happens at during every Christmas season with the where you put your face on
dancing elves. Yes.
It's been around for since the internet was created.
The first time I saw it, I was like an aborigine seeing a 747. I was amazed.
But it has it not run its course? The Christmas card or greeting or video or whatever that you send that has everybody in your family's face on the elves and they're dancing and sometimes they're even thrusting and
a nice family thrust.
Is it still funny?
Yeah, it's been like 5 years of this now.
At least 5 years.
Is it evolved?
No. But I saw yesterday, you know, things are popping up. The, you know, Christmas advertising is starting to pop up everywhere. And yes, it was in studio yesterday during one of the breaks. I looked up at the television and I don't remember what it was for, but there was a commercial on with the elves, with the person's face on it, they're dancing, and I thought, oh, as much as I love Christmas, this is one of the things that I hate about Christmas.
Yeah.
I hate the dancing.
The first one I saw, maybe the only one I ever saw, Augie was dancing, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, well, that's a little different.
I have laughed at them before, like legit laughed at them, thought it was funny, but I feel like it has run its course. It's the same thing.
I think we should all have barking dogs this year. The barking out the Christmas carols?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you prefer dogs barking or cats meowing Christmas carols?
You haven't heard that, Rach? You're making a face.
What do you mean we should all have that? Like, we should go back to that trend?
No, I think we have it again this year. I just saw the dogs barking.
Oh, you just mean the commercials on TV?
Okay.
when you say we all, do you mean society? Do you mean your family? Do you mean it's on the television?
No, yeah, it's out there.
Okay. I was just confused. The way you said it, I thought you meant like the show should do that. And I was I don't want to.
No, Jesus.
You know what we should do? Yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, I'm glad other people are having fun, but you have to realize that unless you're a part of the group doing it, it's probably not that cute to other people.
Yeah.
Just my opinion. But
can we give a shout out to Pharaoh's here?
Yes, Pharaoh's Donuts. Dave and I always joke, we'll go in there and like Dave's always trying to like buddy up to the people there.
I'm trying to donut bond with the man.
Yeah, and they're not.
It's not working?
It hasn't.
Yeah.
Until now.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
there's a breakthrough?
Yes. They said they saw Dave on TV. And yeah, I guess
that'll,
a friendship is forming.
We'll do it.
And I said, well, he gives you a shout out every time we come here. So got some donuts earlier today. Best donuts in the city, my opinion.
100% Pharaoh's Donuts, downtown and now in the West End. The best donuts I've ever had.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.